Watchbox is my first Universal app that I'm gonna be releasing. I don't normally have a lot of time to watch TV, but when I wanna watch TV, I wanna be able to watch something I like. It'll show me episode information, I can see images from the episode, I can also have it give me a reminder 15 minutes before the show comes on. I've got 405 apps on Windows Phone 8.1 and a number on Windows 8 as well. With the Universal apps, it allows for better code maintainability and it allows for better speed of development, which then allows me to do more. What I see Universal apps being fantastic for is where you use a lot of the code to create an experience that may start on one platform but is enhanced by the use of the other device. So I can check and see and search for shows on my phone, but I get a different view and I get different options on the desktop. So in Watchbox, we're implementing this really great tool called Azure Chat to allow users to chat about the shows they watch. When I think of using a cloud solution, I think of a lot of different parts, the tools that are involved, the stability, and how well I think the components are going to work with what I'm building. And I find that Azure gives me all of those things. They give me fantastic samples, the support is great, the pricing is really, really well done. It's so simple to implement, and all of the implementation points are fully documented. The integration and the closer meshing with Azure with the use of C# and everything else, the tools are very, very polished and they're very refined, and you can see that they've really been tested and they've really been honed. When it comes to monetization, there is no, you do this, you're always gonna make money. You have to look at what your app's structure is. So for example, I have an app called Speaker Helper, which is for people who give lectures to know when they should be finishing up their lecture. And for an app like that, ads make perfect sense because the average time of its running is about 45 minutes. Makes me an awful lot more money than if I'm going to just have people paying 99 cents each. Right? You have to look at things like, where do in-app purchases make sense? For example, a lot of people, they put in an in-app purchase, they put 99 cents to get rid of the ads. So I look at it and I say, well, what can I do differently about that? So instead of that, I put donate to get rid of your ads or support the developer to get rid of your ads. And when the window pops up, it gives you four options. The worst that can happen is they choose 99 cents. The best that can happen is they pay me $5 for the same thing they could have gotten for 99 cents because they love the app. One of the things I would always say to developers, don't be afraid to explore. Don't be afraid to look at what people are doing and then maybe think, well, what about it if I do it this way instead? One of the things I find that works great for monetization is making sure that you get user feedback. I didn't start making enough money to really make it serious until I started listening to the users. The fantastic thing about making sure that you're talking to your users is as they ask for features, you know these are features people will pay for. It's fantastic. I'm doing things I could have never afforded to do before when I lived and worked just in a standard corporate job. And I was a tech lead for a fairly large company, and I've never been happier and I've never been more successful.